Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. On Netflix, Land of Bad, trashy action movies are a necessary piece of the film landscape. Sometime you need to just let go and let some handsome action star brood and fire pistols. Land of Bad serves up exactly what it should, no more and no less. Liam Hemsworth smolders as a U.S. Army Special Forces officer whose team is attacked during a mission. He fights to survive and bring a key piece of intelligence home while an Air Force drone operator does everything he can to bring him home. It's low on plot but high on atmosphere, and that's just fine with me. Russell Crowe is impressive in one of his most self-assured turns in years. Luke Hemsworth, Milo Ventimiglia, Chika Ikagwe, and Ricky Whittle also star. It's a no-thrills thrill ride that will keep you thoroughly entertained for a few hours. On Amazon Prime Video, The Grifters. My father has a Christmas tradition for me. Each and every year, he finds a movie he loves that I've never seen, a daunting task, and he gifts it to me. We often watch it together, which lends itself to a great yearly memory. We've seen such flicks as Less Than Zero, Weird Science, and The Sting over the years. Last year, I opened the wrapping to find noir indie The Grifters. Stephen Frears' film is a stylish, intricate and absolutely fantastic film about three con artists and the lengths they'll go for cash, even if it means betraying each other. When small-time crook Roy is trapped in a web of lies and deception between his mother, Lily, and girlfriend, Myra, he is put in an unenviable position. All three are grifters with their own angles to play, and it's hard to decipher as a viewer who we should root for at any moment. Nominated for 4 Oscars, The Grifters is a sight to behold. John Cusack, Angelica Houston, and Annette Bening are all uniformly fantastic. The writing from Jim Thompson and Donald E. Westlake is wonderful as well. It's such an underrated film, and one that I'll definitely revisit again soon. On Crave, The Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. The Hunger Games film franchise was a star maker for Jennifer Lawrence, and an entire generation of young adults absolutely loved it. This prequel, co-written by author Suzanne Collins, is a worthy addition to the intense films that came before it. It focuses on the villainous Coriolanus Snow's early life, and the work he does with a District 12 tribute to help her win the 10th Hunger Games. But as they grow closer, their bond becomes romantic. Francis Lawrence, who made the last 3 Hunger Games movies, ensures this one stays true in tone to the predecessors. The stars Tom Blyth and Rachel Zegler are wonderful, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say many of the supporting turns stole the show. Viola Davis, Peter Dinklage, and Jason Schwartzman were all hugely effective. They bring a certain gravitas to the proceedings. It may not match the best of the series, but this ambitious film is certainly a breath of fresh air. On Disney Plus, Angels in the Outfield. I can't sit here and tell you this Disney live-action film isn't endlessly cheesy. It's roll-your-eyes sappy. But in the year of its 30th anniversary, it still manages to charm enough to make me smile. A young foster child is told by his father that the chances of them being a family again is about as good as the winless California Angels baseball team winning the pennant. Young Roger takes that literally, and prays that the team will go on a streak. Thanks to the help of angels, that may soon become a reality. What makes this campy little sports classic so fun is that there's so much talent involved. Danny Glover, Brenda Fricker, Tony Danza and Christopher Lloyd are top of their game. Then you have Joseph Gordon-Levitt starring as the child and small but memorable turns from now stars Matthew McConaughey, Dermot Mulroney, and Neil McDonough. There is no shortage of star wattage, and they all know the score. This is a silly, fun time for children, and a story about finding family in the most unlikely places. I've loved it since I was a child, and it's time to bring this cult classic off reserves and put it back in rotation. On Paramount Plus, I honestly don't think I've seen a film so committed to maintaining the magic and joy of being a child since Peter Pan. When I say I adored IF, I mean that I had a silly smile on my face the entire time. It's incredibly unfortunate that this May 2024 release didn't catch on with audiences, because it's absolutely adorable. It follows young Bee, a precocious child who's already seen her fair share of tragedy. Her mother passed away, and when her father goes in for a medical procedure, she goes to live with her grandmother for a while. While there, she encounters a group of IFs, imaginary friends, who are left without purpose when the children they are paired with grow up. She begins a matchmaking service to place IFs with new kids. Writer-director John Krasinski is best known as the director behind A Quiet Place and starring in The Office, but he makes an endearing flick here. The film stars young Kaylee Fleming as Bee, and also features live-action performances from Ryan Reynolds and director Krasinski. But there are also a host of famous voices, including Steve Carell, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, George Clooney, Bradley Cooper, Matt Damon and more. This is an ambitious, original and hugely creative endeavor, and I urge you to give it a chance right now. You won't regret it. About the author, Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local arts scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A2S LGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com